dynamic guy and has got the team real positive and definitely looking forward to a great season this year.
Totally. Being a Bartlesville alum myself, I'm really excited to see what he's doing. Again, love the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good first game, I think, against Del City. They're a pretty good opponent.
No, I think it's a good matchup, and hopefully with the home crowd behind us, we can come out victorious. But
totally.
I know it should be a tough game, though. But lots of stuff going on this time of year. We've got events coming around pretty quick here. We've got the Willow Rock Road Race that we've been involved in for years now. You need to be training for that if you're planning to do the 8K out there. Is October 13th, and that's all through Run the Streets and their great program. And then coming up here the weekend before that, we're going to have a concert out at the dealership. Everybody to know about that. A car show and concert with the Oldies and Goodies Car Club. We're going to empty off the lot a little bit in front of the Toyota showroom and have a great evening with rock and roll concert and a great oldie car show and some of our new cars. A lot of the employees will bring their pet projects out, and there are some very interesting cars they're working on always, so that should be great, and we'll have more information on that coming up soon. And then we're also going to be out at the Glitz hospital with Jane Phillips and their annual event, helping them with both the golf tournament and then some of the other events out there. So we'll be activating that with Lincoln, the Lincoln Navigator, which I drove down here today. It is,
man, that thing is just nifty.
It is incredible. I have not spent a lot of time in the new one. When it was first announced, we went out and test drove it in Las Vegas, and I got to compare it to all the product that we compete against there. And it is a great vehicle. It's got all the great styling, is really a great ride, all the safety features. The interior just blows your mind. It's a beautiful interior. Really,
not
well
to mention
done.
That seat, how it adjusts so many different ways.
I was playing with that. It is the best, most comfortable seat I've ever sat in an automobile. It's really outstanding. It's not just the, you know, you think of, you know, they've been customizable and for a few years, but this, I think, has 15 or 18 different points and movable things that can be adjusted, so you can really dial it into exactly how you want to sit and change it too. So if you're on a long car drive, I know I'm always going off to Colorado for fun vacation, and those long 12-hour car drives get a little old, and you want to sit in a different position sometimes, and this is going to be great for that.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect.
That was last week I was not here because I was off at a Lincoln meeting, and we've got a lot of product coming in the pipeline right behind the Navigator there. We were able to sit in and really get all over the Nautilus, which is coming. It replaces our MKX. Here in the next couple months, we'll be shifting over to that vehicle, and it's going to be a great step up for that vehicle. Really, a lot of new stuff coming with tech on the tech side and safety side. The new Sync 3 program is going to have some app link stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys been hearing about that?
A little bit.
I think some of it's going to make it into Ford too, where you've got Lincoln and Ford and Alexa. So Alexa goes from your home to your car and back again, so you can actually talk reach Alexa at home in your car and vice versa. So you can, from your home, you can reach the car. So you can have Alexa, you can do a lot of the voice commands that you can either on either side through the car, to start it, to find it, to find out how much fuel you have left, stuff like that. All kinds of neat things are possible with that. And then a lot of people know what Waze is. It isn't something you use a lot in Bartlesville because we don't have the big traffic problems. But if you go to a big city, Waze is a great tool that gets you around traffic in congested
mm-hmm.
areas. And it's an app on the Apple iPhone. And they're going to have Waze in the car in the Lincoln here pretty soon, where Waze becomes part of the app link and it becomes in dash with the iPhone first. They're working on that coming through the Android system also. So really neat stuff coming there on the new product. And then also on safety side, I mentioned the Lincoln 360, and then they're going to have lane centering now, not just the, you know, where it'll help you guide on the lines, but the lane centering with adaptive cruise. So, you know, really it just keeps evolving with more of this technology where you really, the car helps you drive, it can assist you on the long drives for just making sure you're staying in the lane and that you're, if anything gets in front of you, you're going to see it behind you or all around you. The 360 kind of shows you what that is, where you can really sense anything coming. It'll apply brakes if you don't, stuff like that. You know, it's not a driverless car in any way, but it really does assist and add safety
features. Yeah, they
features.
Really do.
It's neat stuff, and people are really, that's really important to the buyers today, isn't it, Roxanne?
It really is. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, how much we have a tendency to kind of go out of the lines for whatever reason, whether it be tired or kind of spacey or whatever. Some people are, let's be honest. But it really does.
Kids and all kinds of stuff going on in the car, phone rings or something. Now you should pay attention to your
food. Yes, food. Got to eat those burritos, right?
Exactly. Drink but, coffee.
But it really does help. I mean, it nudges you just so slightly that you realize, oh, hey, I need to pay a little bit more attention. You know, I can eat my burrito when I get home.
Well, that's what we find people really interested in today. I mean, a lot of the new technology that's out there, I mean, most people's cars don't have this stuff. Frankly, most of our customers that are buying cars are trading in some that doesn't have this stuff. So we love talking about it. That's what people are really interested in today. So it's one of those great things that you can come just check it out. You know, and advise people to come experience what it can do because it's really changing quickly. And all this technology is just making the car more useful to you, I think, and more fun and safe. I mean, save you money if you don't you can avoid the body shop, that's for sure.
Yeah. No kidding.
So what else is going on the Ford side,
Roxanne? Well, we actually, it's SUV season, so we have a SUV season event going on ending the 31st of October. We got a lot of nice rebates, and select vehicles are actually going to be 0% for 72 months with approved credit, wow, with $1,000 cash off on top of that.
We're seeing bank rates go up, so this is really a great deal.
It really is, because, I've actually seen some signs where they look a little bit higher than, you know, what they've been the past couple years. So, but we're just trying to make room for our 19 vehicles that we've already started getting some in. So we're really getting some great deals on not just the SUVs, but even some cars as well.
We've still got our red tag sale going too, don't we?
That's right, we do.
So what that is basically we've discounted everything or most everything on the lot and put red tags out on pricing out on all the cars. There was one in the Navigator I was driving over here today.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made it really simple. The prices on the car, you can actually check everything out online too. Now, some of the red tag prices are lower than what our online pricing, so you might want to check that out and come on in and help us find you that right vehicle. There's also some great deals on cars that don't show up on the internet. These are vehicles we use in our loaner fleet. Right now, we do have a fairly large loaner fleet because we have some cars that are down, customer cars, because of airbag recalls. So we've got some loaner people out in those loaners. And when they come out, they're still new cars on the Ford side, but they've been driven a few thousand miles, and so we have a choice whether we take all the retail incentives or we've got a cash offer we can make for you. And a lot of times the discounts on those are really
nice,
great deals. And when the problem is, once we were to put them in loaner service, they don't show up on our Ford website as inventory, so they kind of hide there from it. So we've got some additional inventory there. They're not exactly new, but they're not used cars either. They're just going to be a few thousand miles, always under 5,000 miles, and only been driven for a couple months. So really great deals on those. And that'll be everything. Explorers, Escapes, F-150s. There's even an Expedition in service right now.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of great vehicles there for you to look at and consider.
You guys are getting ready for your fall and winter seasons too, right? No.
Talking
about that a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just some things to kind of look out for since it is becoming fall and soon will be winter. Just kind of keep up with your vehicle a little bit, especially have your battery checked.
Yeah.
When it starts getting cold out, those batteries have a tendency to die. I see it every year. Somebody calls in or says they're going to be late. My battery died. I'm sorry.
And that's something we can do just if you bring your car in for an oil change for the $995 special. We can do a battery check. That's part of our multi-point inspection on the vehicle every time you vehicle in. If you just want us to check the battery, pull on the service drive, and the advisor can get one of the battery testers and do it right there on the drive. But may as well get an oil change while you're at it.
I mean, $995. I mean, why not?
Yep. And talk to Roxanne, and you can take a test drive in one of the new Edges or something.
Yeah, I mean, why wait in a waiting room when you can just come check out all the new safety features on our awesome SUVs that we're having great deals on?
That's right. And what else? I mean, you mentioned the 0%. Are there some big rebates and stuff too?
Yeah, actually, if you decide you don't want to go with the 0% for 72 months, you can actually get up to $5,000 total off the vehicle.
Okay.
So there's
and that's just in rebates, and then on top of that, you get the Dungis discount.
Yes, which always seems to be very helpful. Very helpful. And we really love getting trade-ins. We love taking in those vehicles that have been used a little bit and putting them out on our used lot. So we've actually created another one, Trade Assist, where you'll get $1,000 cash off your purchase.
That's amazing. It's another $1,000 just for trading in a vehicle?
Yes, just for trading in.
All
for
right,
select. Well. Yeah, it's really nice. It really is.
That's good. No, we are always looking for vehicles for our used car lot. That's something we talk about almost every week, you know, because we need inventory. And even if you're not trading in your vehicle, if you just want to sell it, or even if you're not buying from us and you want to keep the other dealer honest, we'll be happy to show you what it's really worth. We've got all kinds of technology to help us do that. We do a individual inspection of each vehicle, and we'll make you a cash offer for your car. We're always looking for stuff to buy. The used car market is really great right now, actually, and so we need inventory. And if you've got something, people ask what's the ideal situation and time to trade in your car, and you know, we see it all over the board anymore, truthfully. Cars last so long. We see 200,000 and 300,000 mile cars that except for maintenance and maybe a couple little things, are really good cars and are going to have some additional life. Of course, with a car that old and used that much, you don't have all the reassurance. So a lot of people really look for those cars that are, you know, maybe 3 years old or so, 3 or 4 years old with under 100,000 miles, 60, 70,000 miles. That's a really great sweet spot. Those kind of cars are something that we'd be very, very interested in if you've got something like that. You know, I did want to mention one other thing that we got a call from a customer, and some of you may have experienced this recently. I know I have gotten the calls too, where we're getting these calls on our cell phones about warranties. People, it's a telemarketing program, and it's pretty pervasive. I've heard it from a bunch of people where they're getting these calls, and it's an automated system where the computer calls and says there's something going on with your vehicle, and you need to act now in order to activate that. That is just a marketing program. That's somebody looking to sell you a warranty. They don't know anything about your car or your personal situation. It's not the dealer kind to contact you. You know, we've seen that for years, really, where some of our customers get these kind of marketing programs, but it just seems to be everywhere now. And so don't give us a call if you want to make sure, but that's not something we would do, is call in an automated way and try to sell you a warranty. So that's not your dealer, whether it's, and I doubt if any of the dealers around here participate in that. So that's just another marketing program you need to be aware of, and I would just disregard it.
Yeah, and rest assured, if Dungis wants to get a hold of you, we're going to treat you like family, since you know we are family at Dungis. You're going to hear from an actual person. I'll call you up and I'll say, hey, it's Roxanne from Dungis. I'm here to help you out or talk to you a little bit about your vehicle, but we won't have an automated system call you.
No, we don't do that. So Toyota, we haven't talked much about them, but there's some great deals at Toyota too. It was a big month for us in August for Toyota. We hit our sales objective, and congratulations to Bruce and Brent and the team for that. Mm-hmm. But the deals are really great here going into September. We still have some model year and closeout deals going on with the Toyotas also. This is the traditional time of year when the 2018s are on their way out and the 2019s are here. So we've got great deals on the 2018 Camry. You can lease for as low as the featured lease is $239 a month. So that's a great deal. Or you can get a CHR for 20 with a $2,500 rebate, which is a really great rebate for
that
Toyota CHR. Highlander, which is one of our best-selling Toyotas, has been a great midsize SUV for many years. That's leases at featured lease at $339 a month, or $2,500 rebate. So that's a really good deal on Highlander. And then for the RAV4, we've got the $3,000 rebate, and that's on the gas engine or the hybrid. So you can get either one. And you know, the hybrids are something to consider across the Toyota lineup. There's several different varieties of the vehicle, and of course the Prius everyone knows about. But it's such a great car, you really want to look at that. Priuses are also have a rebate right now of the Prius C. You can get $1,500, and on the long, the LB they call it, it's $1,000. So great rebates on Prius. The Sienna, I noticed a really great deal on Sienna. This is the Toyota van, which is a really outstanding vehicle. They've got a rebate of $3,500 customer cash on the Sienna right now, and on some special editions you can get an additional $750, so $4,250, which is a really big rebate on that vehicle. And then Tundra, the half-ton pickup truck that Toyota makes, outstanding vehicle. That one we have up to $5,000 rebates on the Crewmax in the special edition. So that's a really big rebate for Toyota on the Tundra. So check out all those deals on our website, of course, at dungeonschoice.com. There you can get to all the different pages. Go to our Toyota showroom, Ford or Lincoln. Our used cars are there too. All our services, you can schedule services online, and all kinds of information's out there too on the vehicles, because we like to put market information and make it easy for people to make a decision or getting a good deal on the car. And there's a button there on every car online that says, is this a good deal? And it takes you to a page that'll kind of show you what the market value of those vehicles are. It's a great way to shop if you're interested in exploring that kind of stuff. So you started talking about the service stuff that people need to check out. Going into the winter, and batteries are one thing, your tires, your brakes, windshield wipers, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What else were you guys thinking about, Roxanne?
Well, you definitely want to have your lights checked. Go around and make sure they're all working, because we all know that with the cold season coming, that means a lot more fog, a little bit darker weather. So you want to make sure that your lights are working so people see you. So just do a quick walk around, and if you don't trust that you have a good enough judgment on it, you can always bring it to our service technicians. They'll be happy to check it out for you, make sure it's working, and we'll help you fix it and get it good as new.
And we do that every time your vehicle's in for the oil change. Of course, we do a multi-point inspection. We check out all the lights, all the your brakes, your battery, the windshield wiper. We'll top off all the fluids, the wiper fluid. We'll check all the other fluids, make sure they're in good order. I want to also encourage everybody, when you are doing your vehicle service, to go ahead and have your tires rotated. That's something that we still see people kind of saying, no, I don't know that I need to do that. But it really will extend the life of your tires, not only keep you safer, because your tires are going to last longer and wear more evenly, but it really will save you money over time by doing that every 5,000 miles. You can sometimes extend the life 50 to 100% on a set of tires if you don't rotate them. They're just going to wear unevenly, and then you're going to have an issue. You're much more likely to have some issue that causes you to have a flat, and you know, sometimes that can be repaired, but sometimes it can't, and then that's when it gets to be expensive, and you know, those unexpected charges. And you know, these days tires range from, you know, from the small ones to the low end, you know, $100, $150, $200, but we see the big tires and big expensive setups with wheels a lot of times, you know, maybe $600, $700 just for a tire, and that can be very expensive, and you want to maintain those very well. And they're so important to your safety too. I mean, tires are the thing that we know when we're reconditioning a vehicle, and that's a good point too. If people are trading in cars, cars, you know, the tires are something to really consider, because if they have much life that's been taken off of them, that's something the dealer's likely to have to replace. So you want to make sure that if you want to get the most out of your vehicle, that you do have a good set of tires on there, and that it's super well maintained. Obviously, the better, closer it is to being ready to sell when we purchase it, the more we can offer for it. But those are just good tips anytime to keep your vehicle maintained and worth a little bit more money.
Yeah. And don't forget, I mean, we are in Oklahoma. We have a tendency to get a lot of ice in the colder weather.
Dust.
So make sure your heaters and your defrosters are working. We don't want to have to be sitting out in the 20-degree weather scraping our windshields.
That's right. It's hard to believe it might be 20 degrees sometime soon, but I guess so.
Hey, it happens in the fall season here.
Yeah.
I'm shocked coming from Oregon, where, you know, we rarely got any sort of ice or anything like that. I come here and we start getting ice in the fall, and it lasts all the way to spring sometimes, and it was a big shock for me.
You know, another thing coming up that we don't want to forget to mention to everybody is that's Tulsa State Fair time of year, and Ford has been sponsoring for many years Family Fun Night, which is the opening night of the fair, and you can get in. That's going to be September 27th this year. There's a $1 gate admission, and the rides are just $2, so it's much less expensive to go that night than any other night. And the $2 rides are not the extreme rides, but you can go, take your kids, get in for less. But you do need to come by the dealership at the Ford side, and you can get a ticket that'll get you in for $1 with the coupons that we have. We've got a bunch of these tickets. A normal admission's $5, so mm-hmm. if you're taking four people, you know, it's going to save you $16. It's a great deal.
Really is.
And come get those tickets. We've been getting calls, so all you need to do is stop by the Ford showroom, and they'll have the tickets for you there. So come check that out. Once again, that night's Thursday, September 27th, as we're getting ready for the Willow Rock Road Race again, I think, that weekend. That'll be the packet pickup night and expo for that event, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you guys would like to add? I think we're getting close on time.
Are we? Well,
I think so, because I still have to play Owen in news. Yeah. I think I accidentally forgot to play that before we came in.
You know, we've got so much stuff to talk about, we can just keep going all day. But
right?
But if you guys got other stuff to do, we'll get out of the way. Anyway, but yeah, there's, I'd encourage everybody to give us a call. Come on down to Dungis. If you're in the market for a car, we're really easy to deal with. They're just normal people just like you. We've been doing it in this part of the world for a long time, and really take pride in servicing people and being good at what we do, and mostly that's, you know, shaking hands and getting to know people. And so come on down and meet Roxanne and the rest of our team. I'm there almost every day. Real people wanting to take care of you, and there's no games or gimmicks at Dungis. You can count on that.
All right, Mr. Dungis, Roxanne, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you.
Have a good rest of your day.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM
93.3. Thanks for listening to One on One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Coming up on the program today, you have through September 15th to apply for the Oklahoma Youth Hunting Program. Details are next on the Outdoor Showcase.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
A toast to soil health.
More and more landowners and their farmers are celebrating healthy soil for good reason, because farmers who use soil health building practices like no-till and cover crops, and who use diverse species and rotations, report greater farm productivity, profitability, and resiliency. So here's to your soil's health. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn how to unlock the secrets in your